will survive.
That's right. Guess what tonight is? Well, how are the guys anyway?
I honestly did not see that one coming.
I figured I'd let you guys start the show for once.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, for once.
You know what? Hold on.
No,
you know
I'm
what?
Also feeding my dog.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm also feeding my dog.
Liar. Get out of here. You fake freaking whatever.
Mm.
Anyway, so it's...
Well, that theme song just took me back a bit.
Well, I'm like, I wonder if Eric's going to take the cue on this one. No, he won't take this one either.
Well,
like I said, I wanted you guys to start the show without me,
he's,
you know?
He's the type of dog that if you throw a bone at him, he won't jump up and catch it. He'll let it hit him in the face.
Seriously. Now, I wanted you guys. Well, it would be nice for us to get the heads up about it, too. I wanted you guys. We're not mind readers. Hello. No, can't read your mind.
No, we didn't discuss anything.
Yeah, you
especially.
Okay, do you guys... Okay, it's a fucked up situation, but do you guys want to sort of, I guess, laugh at my pain?
We already do. What else is new?
No, hold on. Like, okay, so I'm at my friend Brandy's house.
You gotta be in pain for this?
Okay,
what?
Ahead.
I know,
hey,
right?
Come on, Dennis. Hold on, my headphones just fell too.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so we're at my friend's house, right? And I'm helping her set up. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, and I'm helping her get set up with everything.
Yeah. By the way,
I dropped her father's ashes.
Oh my God. By the way, we're on location, actually, broadcasting in Queens right now at the house of a very dear friend of ours. We're broadcasting out in Sunnyside, New York right now. Not actually broadcasting in Brooklyn today. We're actually remote in Sunnyside.
Woodside.
It's in Sunnyside. Woodside's like the next freaking neighborhood over, for Christ's sake.
They merged.
Really?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, either way, whatever. And they're right near each other, so what the hell?
Yeah.
But
yeah, same thing like Jackson Heights and East Omer. So like, surely. Same zip code.
So you know, I'm helping her clean up. So I'm helping her put something on the shelf, and unbeknownst to me, the shelf is loose, right? Unbeknownst to me, the urn falls and hits me in the damn head.
Okay.
Right? Unbeknownst to me, that the urn falls, hits me in the head, and she goes, "Oh no, my father fell."
Oh my God.
It's a good thing that
the ashes
are in a bag. And I'm over here, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Okay, also instant feedback, Maria. I'm glad it hits you in the head.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
And you want to end the show with what theme song?
Oh, my God. The lights just went dark here.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
no, the ashes are okay.
I'm backing away from the mic. The lights just went dark here.
Oh, God. Yeah, the dark clouds are over the wrong house then.
JM?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go hide.
So,
I'm staying under here. You started.
I'm sorry, Father Pinder.
No, sorry.
What? That's just horrible.
Nope. Sorry.
Wow.
See, I had absolutely nothing to do with this. He dropped it. It fell on his head.
Literally.
It's a sign, man.
Wait, the mic just came back on.
Okay.
Oh, JM, look.
Yeah.
Look to the right of you, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Tell me that's not who I think it is.
Oh, crap.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Crap on toast.
Eric, what did you do, man? He looks pissed.
So, tell me at least apologize to the man.
No, I did.
Did you really?
I kept apologizing to Brenda, like, oh, my Brenda, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. She's like, don't worry.
Get to apologize him now because he's looking at all of us.
Seriously, did your head leave a dent now in the urn?
No.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It left a dent in my head.
There's another dent in your head you're going to have by the time he gets through with us. Oh, he's walking away. He's walking away. He's sparing us.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Father Pinder.
Hey, look, the sun.
and the lights just came. Okay. The phones are back on. We have lights. The HVAC is working now.
How was everybody on this delightful WrestleMania Sunday?
Great until you went ahead and dropped the urn.
Yeah, seriously, on a Palm Sunday too, man. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God, it's Palm Sunday! Oh my God, don't! Oh my God!
Wow, do you not read your calendar from time to time?
I'm not religious.
It's a calendar. How's a calendar religious? You know, read it. You know what it says. What today is?
No,
that's going on a Facebook status.
No, it's not.
Yes, the hell it is.
No, the hell it's not.
Did
and
you
as
know
a matter of fact,
ago,
it's already archived on the show, so, I mean, listen.
Did you know 2 weeks ago it was Mothering Sunday in the UK?
No.
I didn't know that either, so thanks to the calendar of Seamus here hanging on my wall, there was Mothering
Shamu?
Sunday. Yeah.
The returning Seamus tonight?
2 weeks ago was Mothering Sunday in the UK, so I learned something.
I didn't
know there was such a thing.
Really?
Me either. Mothering
Sunday. I'll show you, Eric. Reading is fundamental.
Okay. I'll try it one of these days.
You know, if we have any UK listeners, maybe one day they can call us and share what exactly is Mothering Sunday.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Just the lights flashing the way they were, and that was so scary.
But are you guys ready for WrestleMania tonight?
Oh, shoot.
At this point, I don't even know if I want to be in the same studio with you right now.
Oh, man.
Dude, look around. There's still, like, this mist that's coming around us now. And like,
so Brandy goes, it's okay. She's like, I just hope, because at first she didn't know if her mother put the ashes. If it was sick, she's like, I don't want to have to vacuum my dad up, right?
Just make sure you don't have nightmares tonight.
So she goes, she's like, okay, the ashes are fine. They're in a bag.
Yeah, that's extra security for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, hey, if you have nightmares and we don't hear from you for the rest of the week, we'll know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you hang up a dream catcher or something over your head tonight.
I'm going to wear a rosary around my neck.
You may want to at this point.
You know, seriously, nobody does that. I mean, okay, accidentally or intentionally, but still. Oh, man.
It was an accident. The shelf, like, I banged into the shelf. The shelf was loose. I didn't know what was on the shelf to begin with.
Hold on. You guys hear that?
Oh, damn.
Oh, jeez.
Can I get out of here now?
You're the one who did this. You go make penance with him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pinder.
Oh, boy. Gonna
stop.
There go the lights again. you need to go have a conversation.
Huh?
Go have a conversation with him. You dropped them. Or he fell on your head.
Because you disturbed his, his resting place. So you go ahead and make amends with the man.
I'm sorry, Father Pinder. I do apologize. I miss WrestleMania Ash Sunday. I mean, Palm Sunday.
Jesus Christ.
I do apologize for offending you.
That's
and dropping you.
You're going to wake up tomorrow with a rat tail.
Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does.
I do apologize, Father. Father Pinder. Excuse my stupidity.
On every other day as well.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, see, all right. See, now it's sunny again, and lights are back on, and...
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Too bad we're not in Philadelphia, jackass.
I know.
Well,
let's give out
the
phone numbers before anything, shall
Shut up, Mike.
Because we're only on a one-hour show.
Yeah, we're down to 50 now, 49
six,
now.
646-668-2542, 718-717-2178. Those are our phone numbers for this afternoon, folks. We're only on for an hour, so let's make it quick. Let's make it snappy.
Yeah,
and
we have, coming up, kickoff and the actual main event of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand why I don't understand why the kickoff is 2 hours long.
Yeah, making a total of 6 hours long. And mind you,
only $9.99.
Now imagine if WrestleMania this year was here, somewhere in the tri-state area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what time
it'd be half the freaking day. It would start off at like 12 in the afternoon.
Seriously. You know, and that's including the access panels and whatever, little events that got going on beforehand, before the pre-show and during the pre-show, and then before you get into the actual event. That's just crazy. That's what we're going to get to see tonight on WrestleMania Push Play.
WrestleMania Push Play.
Yeah.
That shit cracks me up. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's the logo. That's what they drop. They're dropping numbers. They'll probably start using numbers only when they, every 10 years or whatever.
He said WrestleMania Push Play.
Yeah, and next year is WrestleMania Lone Star. So,
oh my God. I can't with you guys right now. Between him pissing off the, everybody in the spirit world, and you with your. Extremely freaking simplified summary of the WrestleMania logo.
It is. Call it as I see it. So.
No, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. So, sometimes it's the only thing we have going for each other right now.
Right. But.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, we got the kickoff show or pre-show, whichever you want to call it.
Uh-huh. And the squeaky chair.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I got to find my WM40. I'll try to stay still. I made mention of it a few days ago that they announced about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal being removed from the actual WrestleMania card and placed in the
The pre-show?
Yeah. And... Uh-huh. Some people are like, it's not much of a difference. It's still WrestleMania or whatever. Well, yes and no. Because that portion of the show, that timeline of the show is called or considered the kickoff to WrestleMania. And
How does that work out?
Yeah, even though it's in the same arena, same venue, whatever, same audience, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But when you break it down and said, the first 2 hours from what? Five to seven is the kickoff show Eastern time, and you're settling in or watching from home on the network. This is not WrestleMania net. This is still the kickoff show.
Yeah,
and even though I'm still trying to figure out the ins and outs of it, sooner than later the pay per view. In general, will cease to exist because of streaming now.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say that the kickoff participants are not going to get, say, the same payoff had they participated in the actual WrestleMania card? And mind you, including the tag team title for four-way, which includes 8 guys, the Battle Royal has about 20 people that we know of.
Yeah.
So that's almost like 30 people.
But By the way, speaking of people, and there's something that we do every week that we almost always forget to do. I just want to give a really quick shout to Jack Sabbath and Wrestling Universe. It's a Wrestling Universe at 3429 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Flushing. You can call them up today at 718-460-2777 or visit them in Flushing at their Queen store at 3429 Francis Lewis Boulevard, the 35th Avenue off the Clearview Express, the Clearview Expressway. You can also find them online at WrestlingUniverseOnline.com.
So the only highlight really for the Battle Royal, the Andre Memorial Battle Royal,
mm-hmm.
is that I think it was Thursday night during WrestleMania Access. NXT had their little tournament to see which one of them would participate.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner ended up being Hideo Itami.
A.K.A. Prince Devitt.
And should be interesting. But the problem is, again, there are some people, very few people, that still order pay-per-view and may not get to see the kickoff show unless they're watching it on their website or...
Or YouTube.
Or YouTube, yeah. So, you know, there's still ways to catch that. But
I just want to report something really quick, okay?
Sure, make it quick.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
According to PW Insider,
uh-huh.
While training for his match today against Undertaker, Bray Wyatt seemed to sprain his ankle really bad.
Oh.
They're not sure of how serious the injury is yet.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wait
mm-hmm.
a second. Not to trump you on this. I'm sorry about that, bro. Thoughts and prayers, obviously. But Justin off of Twitter, Lauren goes, only Eric would get an urn dropped on his head on Palm Sunday. Hashtag tuna on rye.
Hey.
Hashtag
see,
slippery tuna.
See, look
and,
at
wait, what was the second hashtag?
Hashtag slippery tuna.
Damn, okay. that's some slippery tuna then.
Yeah, tell me about it.
With a hollow head.
And thank you very much Maria and Katona for spreading the love about our show. She's currently putting our information all over the Twitter sphere right now.
Nice.
So much appreciated, believe me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but who are your picks to especially for this Andre the Joke? I mean, I'm sorry, the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Really?
I say it's a joke because it's on the pre-show.
Yeah, but come on, Eric.
It's like they're freaking. It's like
no.
They're,
I'm sorry. I gotta bell you.
No,
I gotta bell you.
Okay. They're diminishing the legacy of Andre the Giant by making it on the pre-show.
Okay, so basically what you're doing is you're going to say, hey, I just saw you guys insult the guy. Here, let me go for overkill.
Basically.
Like, yes. Come on, man. I got to bell you. I'm sorry, man. That's twice for you already. One more strike,
well,
and we're going to have to put you in the corner with a dunce cap.
Well,
sorry.
Seriously. Well, I mean, I got my own, actually a few theories of the Battle Royal itself. I mean, if they want to push along that Miz and Mizdow angle,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think he's gonna win.
Cool. Mizdow. Yeah,
or Wizdow.
And they go for that angle where you know mm-hmm. the Miz gets jealous and he fires him, and then that finally sets off Mizdow to, you know, just go ape shit on the guy and you know punch his face in,
mm-hmm.
or Mizdow causes a distraction where Miz gets eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we might get a one-on-one match finally during WrestleMania itself. That's right now. That's what most people are hoping for as far as the Battle Royal goes.
Mm-hmm.
There's been teasing all for how many weeks now, and never specific date of the returning Sheamus. That may or may not be a surprise entrance, and he might just
mm-hmm.
win it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long shot, but like I was trying to say earlier, if not everyone gets to see the kickoff show, and they'll probably show clips later on during the actual WrestleMania, Hideo Itami, hopefully he could be one of the final four, just to get some recognition and notoriety from the worldwide audience that don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
and put on a good show. But you know, but honestly, does this battle royal in general mean anything at all anymore? I mean, last year was a good idea, and Cesaro went, you know, all out and won the thing. He was popular going in, but look at him now.
He's not really doing very much, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, fine, tag team champion, okay, you know, which he may lose that tonight. But you know, what's the point? Okay, you take this big ass giant Twinkie trophy with Andre the Giant on standing on it, or on it to break it just a few days later, and for what? I mean, there was no title shot, there was no run for him.
And it kind of
puts a damper on this one. Okay, does it matter who really wins? Okay, just carry that thing home, and which will probably be displayed at you know, Worldwide headquarters in Connecticut anyway, on display next to the actual Andre the Giant statue and the Warrior statue.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really the point? There's no they're fighting for nothing basically, except for that Twinkie trophy.
You know what really makes me what really kind of irks me about this battle royale, to be honest with you, just the fact that when they went ahead and they moved it from essentially where it was before in programming to pre-show, if you look closely at the battle royale card, there's a NXT superstar Hideo Itami.
Right.
He was going to be on during the you know, the main showing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the pre-show. Now they're shunting it over to the pre-show, and essentially, you know, the value of that just plummets.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel bad for Hideo, to be honest. I really do. Mm-hmm. He got shafted in that. Basically, for those who are completely oblivious to the card at the moment, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale is featuring The Miz, Damian Mizlow. Mizdow, I'm sorry. Kane, Big Show, Mark Henry, Ryback, Curtis Axel. Fandango.
Fandumbo.
I don't give a crap. Zack Ryder.
Who?
Adam Rose. I know. Titus O'Neil, Darren Young. Victor, Connor, Heath Slater, Goldust, Sin Cara, Eric Rowan, Jack Swagger, and NXT superstar Hideo Itami. And again, I'm going to say it again. Hideo Itami got shafted.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yep.
Like, this guy had a chance to, like, I could imagine, I mean, great. Listen, wrestling in the WrestleMania, whatever the show at this point, whatever you want to call it, it's one of the grandest stages of them all. But then you get shafted to, like, the pre-show. How are you supposed to feel about that?
Yeah, and from some of those participants, especially Big Show and Kane, They're heavily involved with one of the major storylines going into the main pay-per-view or the WrestleMania. Who's to say that they won't actually have a chance to appear during WrestleMania and interfere during Randy Orton's match with Seth Rollins? So, you know, hey, but Show and Kane got a spot during WrestleMania, and it wasn't even a match. What's Tommy going to do? Going to tackle the popcorn guy or something? Or
which by the by. If you want to look at the Randy Orton card to begin with, it's Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. Jamie Noble and Joy Mercury are going to be right there with Seth Rollins. So, I mean, you don't think that the odds are stacked against Orton as it is?
Exactly.
You know, come on.
But history has shown that if they can't help themselves, I want to add in these 2 7-foot monsters in there. And that may or may not be the spot where Sheamus does make the run in for the save, or it's up in the air how exactly he's returning as a heel or face. But even assuming that he returns tonight at all, but the hype's been built up so much, and they did a good job of it when they're not mentioning exactly when he's returning. He's just coming back. How and when, we don't know. And if it is tonight, that'll be a good opportunity to make a good impact.
Who do you think is that other person? Like the Mr. Robot thingy? What the hell is that about?
Robot?
aren't they doing like another vignette for somebody else?
For who?
I don't know.
How are we supposed to know?
They are promoting the new Terminator film.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
probably I'm getting confused with that, yeah. So now you okay, now we go to the main show.
Okay.
Rusev versus Alexander Rus.
Oh, geez.
Versus Don Cena.
Against Juan Cena.
Juan Cena.
Jesus Christ.
Juanita. Juanita.
Good night, everybody.
Cena.
Oh, man.
For me personally, I'm just glad he's not going after the main title anymore.
Well, yeah, that's a given because you know it's time after 10 something years.
Who gives a crap?
You know, exactly. And,
I don't want to see him break Flair's record. No, he doesn't deserve it at all.
I think it's significantly a little more than 16 title wins for Flair, but it's WWE. They don't only want to recognize the ones that they own, mm-hmm. you know, trademark or ownership to. But yeah, but. Out of respect, no one should really break that record. They could come close to it, but as far as surpassing it, no, they shouldn't touch that, personally speaking.
God, move it on, guys.
Mom, I got no Orton.
Hold on.
The 12-time champion.
Which is fine. He could get one more run, maybe, but mm-hmm. I don't see the company really having too much faith in the guy because, you know, he's been out before doing movies or injuries or whatnot, and technically he only has one more strike left in him.
Oh, yeah.
From the wellness policy, so that's a risk alone right there. But as far as the Rusev-Cena match, chances are it will be Cena.
Yeah, we already know who's going to win. That's
you know,
the positive. That's not even a gift.
Because that the story is, you know, hey, you know, Cena's supposed to be representing all of us Americans and going against after this guy who owns the American title right now or U.S. title, whatever the hell you want to call it. So hopefully it'll be a nice, you know, physical, brutal match, maybe some stiff shots here and there.
You know, we get to hear Cena call the match.
Yeah.
The
you
spots.
Know, call spots, yeah. You would think they'll learn their lesson by now, but nope, they got the camera zooming in and out and the cameraman walking up to the ring and getting as close as possible. Do you not realize those cameras have microphones on them?
Yeah.
And Cena yells at the top of his lungs even when he's not on the microphone himself doing a promo.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, don't be surprised if you see Cena make Rusev either pass or tap out to that ridiculous-looking
the regal stretch
that he uses.
The regal stretch.
I mean, I've seen divas put on more convincing submission holds than this guy, but yeah, he does his whatever step hold over into a cross face. But anyway, yeah, so that's my call on that.
Okay.
What else we got? Just to get out the way, the divas tag match.
Yeah, let me. You know what? Let's run through the card right now. Let's see what the card that I have here. So I actually have the information up on my monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Fatal 4-Way match, WWE Tag Team Championship, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus the Usos versus the New Day versus Los Matadores.
Los Mataputos? ¿Qué?
Because only you, right, Eric?
I know. Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins.
I'm going for Rollins.
I as much as I want to go for Orton, I think he has the deck stacked against him.
Yeah, not to mention Rollins is still Mr. Money in the Bank, yeah, and mm-hmm. you got to keep him.
Which I'm
strong.
So sick and tired of that. Can we drop that, please?
Hopefully soon. If not tonight, like, hopefully
God,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Like
yeah, but he needs to drop that already. And
either have him cash it in.
Yeah.
Either have him cash it in. Or somebody just shoved the briefcase so far up his ass so nobody could find it. I'm so sick and tired of it already. Oh, I'm Mr. Money in the Bank.
I'm Mr. Money in the Bank. You show me some respect, bitches.
Respétame esta vaina, coño.
Yeah, no me diga eso, qué vaina.
Well, it's either that or keep posting naked pics of himself on Twitter.
Respétame con esta vaina. Doy una maleta, para que tú veas.
It's not like your meal. Mira esa vaina, no me diga eso.
So the ladder match.
So I just
want
to let you guys know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think Inez is ready for WrestleMania, right?
Uh-huh.
She's rocking her AJ Lee shirt.
Okay.
So she's nuts too?
Yeah.
It says love bites.
Exactly. So
anyone.
So, but yeah, just to move on.
There's a ladder match.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm into that one. Actually.
For the WWE Intercontinental Championship at Daniel Bryan versus Daniel Bryan
mm-hmm.
versus Ziggles versus R de Verdad.
R de Verdad.
Versus you know, Dean Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. Uh-huh.
Versus Good News Bears.
Good News Bears.
Versus Luke Skywalker. versus what the hell is this? Starburst?
Yeah, Starburst.
Oh, man.
They were thinking about putting Hellman's Mayonnaise in that match.
Ay, qué barbaridad.
You know?
So Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, R-Truth, Dean Ambrose, Bad News Barrett, Luke Harper, and Stardust.
He said Luke Skywalker.
Well, he's aged well.
Listen, I had to put a Star Wars reference in there.
Oh, the mm-hmm. force is strong with him.
Wow. That Good News Bear.
Good News Bears.
Mm-hmm. Bears do this.
Okay.
Still, and his finishing move is turning his elbow pad inside out, and he hits you with it. I still don't get it, but anyway.
That's his feel.
Then there's Paige and AJ Lee versus the Bella Twins. After that,
Jason Joyce. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! And then after that, it's Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt. And
questionable.
Then, yeah. The United States Championship, it's what we just spoke about, Rusev.
Yes, Rusev versus Juanita.
Rusev versus John Smith.
For America.
And
you're
then,
an ass. Uh-huh.
And then you have Triple H versus Jason Giambi.
Which is
I'm
built
sorry.
As,
Perdóname.
Which is built as WWE versus the MLB.
Yeah, Triple H versus the Louisville Slugger. I mean, Sting. And then the last, the creme de la creme, it's the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. It's Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Guess yo que diablo. With Paul Heyman.
Okay, my thing, okay. Either Lesnar retain, my thing with that match, either Lesnar retains
mm-hmm.
and Seth Rollins cashes in on him right afterwards, or Paul Heyman turns on Lesnar and Roman Reigns turns heel and wins the title.
Okay.
That's my two takes on that match.
You never know.
I mean, I want to see, especially now since we're signing our new 3-year deal with the company, Lesnar retaining, and just to keep him going as that unstoppable monster, and that there really isn't anyone left that could defeat him for a championship, let alone a match. So, yeah, I do want to see Lesnar walk away with a title. Maybe hang on to it to, say, SummerSlam and give the next guy to giving a push, give him a shot. May or may not be Brian, but we'll see how he turns up with the ladder match. And, yeah, I still feel him like many others do. Roman Reigns is just not ready.
Mm-hmm. So if it wouldn't have been Roman Reigns, who do you think would have had that spot? Leave Daniel Bryan up because you know yes he had his WrestleMania spot last year. So you know let's take like another up and coming star instead of Roman Reigns. Who would you have put in that place?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, the thing is, all of the chips were. For Roman Reigns, even during his injury, when he was out after his surgery, he was out, what, three, four months?
Uh-huh.
And Brian was out for 8 to 9. And they virtually came back at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And they immediately threw both of them back into their respective pushes, but Roman Reigns was the one getting ahead. Of course, let's not relive the Royal Rumble this year, but, you know, that played out the way it did.
Okay.
And just the reaction alone. And if you think about it, And John Cena falls under this category as well. It kind of, if you flash back to like, 95, 96, when Hogan started getting the boos and the you suck chants because people were getting tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the very few smart things that WCW did is go with it. You know, use it against, now, you know, against to their advantage. That, okay, you don't like Hogan, and you're booing the hell out of him as if he was a heel. So, you know what? Let's make him heel. And WCW did not even worry too much about whether that's going to bring down merchandise sales or it's going to, you know, just stop in his track or this and that. You know what? It revenued even more merchandise sale when Hogan went turned heel and they started bringing up with the NWO stuff. So they took that chance, and it paid off, WCW. WWE would never take a chance with Cena, especially now, especially with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because he has to be seen no matter what as a good guy, babyface, at all times. Roman Reigns could go either way, but the cash in the chips of him being a heel champion, assuming that's the route they're going to take. But again, listen to the crowd's reactions. It's just not going to work. Mixed at best, but for the most part, especially during last night's Hall of Fame ceremony, every time Roman Reigns was shown on screen, he was getting booed.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel it's a risk more putting the belt on him and try to make him carry the title, and it just falls to like, oh, wait a minute, you know this is a guy with long hair going with that Tarzan look with a big ass Disneyland treasure map tattoo all over his body.
What?
Disneyland tattooed on his body.
Are you serious?
With Universal Studios on his peck.
Leave it to
serious?
Eric to take it literally.
He did take it literally.
you gotta excuse our colleague over here. He's not exactly familiar with the concept of hyperbole.
Yeah.
I'm not.
So
by the way.
So I'm sorry, Double Up.
Go ahead.
Just to finish my point here,
mm-hmm.
You know, if that's the goal they want to take, make Roman Reigns champion. Okay, so what was so different about CM Punk or Daniel Bryan with the long, bushy braid hairs and beards and, well, CM Punk really more with all those tats all over him as champion to carry the company, to represent the company.
Yeah.
Besides being short statured, what, barely 6 foot anything, what is the difference?
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys had the fans behind them. Even when they were heel, especially Punk, the people, the crowd were behind them. The difference now, like, well, oh, you know, let's keep the legacy going with this fourth generation guy. Mm-hmm. Let's put the title on him. He'll bring in the seats. He put seats to asses and asses to seats. Shut up, Vince.
Yeah, is anybody else sick of the same dog and pony show? Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. So I have some audio here, and this is the last audio that I have between Triple H and Sting, and this will be the last audio that I'll be playing before the WrestleMania. It's another preview audio that I have here,
mm-hmm.
courtesy of the fine people at Major League Baseball. This is a John Sterling.
The call from Lance. It's a high drive to left center. Back is Spann on the track at the wall, and it is gone. Lance Berkman homers the opposite way into the left center field bullpen. Sir Lancelot rides to the rescue. St. Louis! St. Louis! Berkman homers. The Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Only you.
It should never get old.
No. Oh,
I love you, John Sterling. Seriously. Don't ever, ever freaking change, man.
Well, speaking of the match, Triple H versus Sting, I don't know if you guys got a chance to catch that video I posted last night of Sting's workout.
Oh, God.
He's getting back to his old Sting in-ring shape.
Doesn't Sting kind of remind you of, like, Casey from Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, he does, actually.
Like, he really does. He's got, like, this whole... Except, I mean, Casey had a hockey mask on, and he was walking around with a freaking stick. So he had this whole, you know, he had this whole different mantra about him, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Walking around like the fucking walking around like Wayne Gretzky.
Wow.
And of course, Eric being oblivious to every other sport in this world, he won't get it.
Wow.
See, look,
all I just gotta say is wow.
Fly right over his head.
Yeah, kind of like the character Batista played in Guardians of the Galaxy, Drax.
Mm-hmm.
He took everything literally. Nothing gets over my head. My fast reflexes will catch it.
Sure. Yo, Mike, do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Sip it.
Really?
So, we already know Sting is going to win.
It's a given, fan. You know what? I would like to see, depending on the order of the matches that they present, but, you know, why not have one or the other? But why not have Sting make a save in for a Taker's match, or have Taker make a save in for Sting's match?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long shot, I know, because people still dwelling on, you know, should have been Sting and Taker this year, maybe next year, and
in Texas.
It could be a final hurrah for Taker because that's his hometown.
Hold on, just 1 second. I think I see another sports reference. Hold on a second.
Sure not.
Right over your head.
Oh, yeah. Right over his head. go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry, Shane.
Sting looks to be in great shape for a 55-year-old, and he's going in there against Triple H.
He really is in good shape, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's coming back around again.
More
is that
likely,
Triple H's career?
Oh, shit. Well, he's a part-timer already, so might as well be.
Might as well.
So, yeah, we're more than likely going to see Sting in his traditional singlet outfit.
Mm-hmm.
No more T-shirt Sting from his
TNA.
Last days and TNA days. So, maybe not long, but hopefully it'll be a nice, entertaining match. And give Sting his, one good run. That may be short from this year, from now until next year, and put him in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice to put him and Taker at the same time.
Yeah.
To the Hall of Fame, it'll be interesting to see who will main event it, because I got a few bones to pick about last night's Hall of Fame, but we won't have much time for that.
We have like 15 minutes, guys.
No, dude, seriously. Well, I mean, off air earlier, I was explaining to Double R some bits and pieces about it. And usually, when it comes time to announce the Hall of Famers, the new inductees for the year, the first announcement would be basically the one that's main eventing the Hall of Fame or headlining. Yeah, and this year was Macho Man. It was not Macho Man. It was Kevin Nash or Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know. Okay, obviously, Macho Man, unfortunately, is not here with us any longer, so he cannot accept the honor award. It was his brother, Lanny Poffer, instead, after Hulk Hogan inducted him. Okay,
I like the speech that Lanny gave.
And yeah, I'm going to listen to it a little later when I get a chance. But, but that piece of purpose, why announce your headline inductee and have him go in second or third last? I mean, what did Kevin Nash pull his click strings again and got into McMahon or Triple H's ear and say, hey, brother, let me go in last, Wolfpack for life, some bullshit. Because the ending of that show, Hall of Fame, was the same fucking thing that Shawn Michaels did and had all his click members come on stage and take over again.
Really?
And, yeah,
I didn't see that. I thought after Lonnie Poffler, after the Macho Man came out.
No, yeah. Well, watch it later on demand. You'll see what I'm talking about, and it's clearly an indication that the sooner or later they're going to induct the NWO as a unit, as a group, into the Hall of Fame under the real names of Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Because first it was Razor Ramon as a character, then Diesel as a character. So now it's going to be later on next year, the year after that, whatever. NWO Hall and Nash and Hogan. But why have multiple time Hall of Famers? What's the point?
I don't know, but
there is no point. Or three time Hall of Famer. What the fuck did he do those second, third time around to even have that accomplishment? Isn't it one career, a few runs, yeah, but it's the same fucking career in the same business, in the same sport.
Look, Ric Flair has two Hall of Fame rings,
So what? So Ric Flair's next Hall of Fame inductee is going to be for the Black Scorpion?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Keep up, man. Keep up.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Wait. Hold on.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame for Evolution.
Uh-huh. Look at the crickets. That's Eric's receptors right now. Right? That's the crickets. And this is what's going on in his head right now. And that right there is the reference.
Wow.
And even more people laughing.
But no, name someone in the NFL or the NBA Hall of Fame that has multiple entries. You know, players, coaches, what have you.
Besides Eric at this point.
Yeah.
Oh wait, in India. Never mind.
But you know, whatever, it's their Hall of Fame. They can do whatever the hell they want. Obviously, they've been manipulating it for years now. Yeah, that. They've been screwing with it for years.
There you go.
Manipulating.
All right. You know what? They've been fucking with it for years. And you know, us as fans, be like, oh, it'll be cool to have this guy in, or that guy in, or as a group. Oh, really? I mean, they can unlock this the first time around. Like, okay, Flair, for example, as an individual and Horseman and induction, but. Of course, he made references to his speech the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
But because they own the name to it and they're trying to shove in as many people as possible into the Hall of Fame itself,
mm-hmm.
and make claims that they're, you know, we have so-and-so under our banner as a Hall of Famer. So
yeah.
why not have multiple inductions for the same
mm-hmm.
person?
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense to me.
Anthony from Montclair writes in. He's actually agreeing with... JM on the whole thing of how he's actually wondering, as a matter of fact, how the whole Hall of Fame thing comes about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He's wondering if they, and I'm going to quote him directly, if they manipulate, you know, the voting system as well.
Look, you said it a new word, manipulate.
Oh, okay, hashtag that.
So. Hashtag manipulate.
There you go. Hashtag manipulate. Right next to we're gonna file that right next to homophobic.
Homophobic. Homophobic.
Or two scoops of sun. Yeah.
Two scoops of sun. Or don't eat the shrimp.
No. Hashtag put hot sauce and duck sauce while cooking shrimps.
Oh god.
That is way too long of a fucking hashtag.
I know.
That take up my whole cell phone.
Hashtag so, fiery asshole.
But all right, to answer the question, well, you know what?
Hashtag leaky narga.
All right.
You know, my understanding is, as far as the procedures goes, or the processing mm-hmm. to even consider one for Hall of Fame induction,
mm-hmm.
they actually have meetings. They, you know, the whole when they hold board meetings, like, okay, WrestleMania is coming up soon, and a Hall of Fame, we got to set that up. Who's available? Obviously, that we haven't put in yet. So depending who they're on good terms with, who they haven't filed a lawsuit against, and if there's anyone available, recently it's been Triple H to mend any fences, like most recently with Alundra Blaze.
Yeah.
To okay, you know, let's break bread for this, and you know, it'll be good for business as much as that term's been played out for, you know, recently, but in actuality it is good for the business. To show the fans that, like, listen, even though Alundra Blaze did what she did 20 years ago, I can't believe it's been 20 years, to trash the women's championship on WCW, but look at her now. She's a Hall of Famer in the very company that basically tried to bury and set off the Monday Night War. So, and there are people out there, like Mr. T originally didn't want to do it. Bruno Sammartino was originally didn't want to do it. The Warrior didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Because of the friction and the lack of communication back in the day, and of course how many lawsuits between all of them, you know, individually, and it took someone like a Triple H, because he does have a brain for the business. It's just not showing right now because of his father-in-law oversees all that. But it goes to show that, you know, he does care enough and he's passionate enough to say, hey, listen, you know, it's Mr. T, the Warrior, Bruno Sammartino, they all left their mark in the business. So it only makes sense to honor them at least as a small token as possible to induct them in the Hall of Fame.
Remember the long ass speech that Mr. T gave?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like he went like almost like over half an hour, 45 minutes.
This dude went like for 45 minutes on just like.
You know, mom, mother.
Yeah, like something about his mother. We've got like 9 minutes left in the show.
Well, okay.
How about we just call it time? How about we just call it time right now?
To answer this question, but you know, that's basically the procedures. You know,
uh-huh.
if they're available, if they're not scheduled in conflict for that time period, if they're not under contract with anybody else, then yeah, let's call up these guys. You know, let's call up Honky Tonk Man who hasn't been inducted yet.
Yeah.
I'm a long time
let's get in Gang Rayo, Boogeyman.
Wow.
You know, Great Khali maybe in a few years. You know, don't be surprised if you see 10, 15 years from now CM Punk being inducted. So, yeah, so that's
just, I can see him probably next year, Michael Cole.
What the fuck for?
I would not watch then.
Or Lillian Garcia.
Okay, Lillian, all right. Maybe. Even that's a bit of a stretch. Maybe her dress, but, you know.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying, you know.
Or next year, like, I'd say maybe next year with the woman, either Deborah or the Cat. No, I'm sorry, no. Deborah the Cat, or maybe even Ivory.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to see Deborah anytime soon.
No.
Oh, wait, why?
Well, for first of all, she's Stone Cold's ex-wife. Next year they'll be in Texas. Austin lives in Texas, and if they're planning on inviting Austin, not that they're on bad terms or anything, but
can we say awkward?
Exactly. So yeah. And to give a good example of scheduling conflicts, last night Hall of Fame, at the same time that was going on, you had The Rock hosting SNL.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are really running low on time. Let's just do shout-outs, and then we'll call it early. Let's get some shout-outs out of the way. The way, don't forget WrestleMania tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. You can catch it on your local pay-per-view provider. Call your local cable or satellite provider. Don't be surprised at how much the price is going to be on your bill when you order it. Or you can go to www.com, sign up for the network, and watch it for $10 a month. Yeah. Plus tax, because I'm not saying that other fucking thing. Fucking
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Well, if they're predicting at this point for the Mayweather-Pacquiao match, the HD version of the pay-per-view is going to be like over $100.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so find the bootleg or find, you know, some, you know, cracking
fucking low
website
definition.
Or whatever, but yeah.
So basically 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, call your local cable or satellite provider. Or sign up for the WWE Network. It's $10 a month. You can get it on your internet, your iPad, your smart TV, your stupid TV, your retarded TV.
or your phones.
Also known as the Apple TV.
Hey.
And,
all right. Big shout out to everybody listening, obviously.
And matter of fact, as soon as we get off, the kickoff show begins. So
really?
5 p.m.
Sit back and watch 6 hours of WWE wrestling. And joy. We'll definitely touch up next week on the outcomes and any and all surprises that take place.
Oh, joy.
Wait, are we even having a show next week because it's Easter?
I don't know if we should at that point. I don't even know if we should, all everything considered.
Well, if you don't drop any more urns, it'll be nice. And
it would be.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
Hey, don't say that or he's going to come back again.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Well,
anybody else have any shouts?
Big shout out to everybody listening. Enjoy WrestleMania. Take the time and hopefully enjoy WrestleMania. Check us out next week on the Stoop from 9 to 11. Also, check out DJ Rev, DJ Rome, and DJ Zine.
Yeah, they'll be
Monday through Fridays on the Radio Zone from 10 to 12 on Mixler.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, for those of you who are keeping in touch with BKC and with the Radio Zone, we are in the midst of planning one hell of a simulcast between TRZ and us. So stay tuned for that. We'll be able to, hammer everything down. And we'll be able to get you as more information as we can when that's available, of course.
If that ever turns into a dodgeball game, that'd be awesome.
Get it. Everybody's gonna hit Eric.
Shut up.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, shall we?
Later, man.
See you. Later.
Everything I write is played out. Like, what is this? Tear the whole page down. Man, I come from holes in the wall, but they don't know the path. Even if I told them it all, they wouldn't know the half. So maybe I fill up my luggage with all of these dreams. I put on the black coat and my black chucks and nothing in my jeans. And just run to the day come like Rocky's movie scene. And I'm on top of the world, look up the screen like this is me. This is Kale, crucified by the public without the nails. Do or die in my city, but clearly I never fail. Lost myself in the game when I found myself in a cell. Then I found myself in the fame when I lost myself in the pale. With me still, see them boys and they winning. Underdogs of the year, leave the boys in the building.